This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Salam alaikum, brothers and sisters. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and here is Batul. Welcome to the program for a better life. In our previous sessions, we asked this question, that what is a better life? Then we came to the conclusion that a better life is when a person is happy. This happiness is not the material happiness, but it is the happiness of the soul. So how can I reach this happiness? The answer is when I become a better person. Therefore, to have a better life, I need to be a better person first. How can I become a better person? In the very first session, we said that the first step to become a better person is yaqda. Now, what is yaqda? Yaqda means to wake up. Wake up from my deep sleep of negligence. Wake up from ghafla. Now, what is it that makes me ghafil? What is it that makes me negligent? What is it that stops me from becoming a better person? Ayatollah Jawadi Amali explains it beautifully. In his book, he says, he talks about these two terms called Aqul and Fuzul. Now, what is it? Aqul is where one uses his Aql and looks inside himself. Then he looks outside. Whereas Fuzul is when someone does something extra. Insan-e-Fuzul is someone who always looks outside himself. In Farsi also we have this term, brothers and sisters, fuzul. That is when someone gets nosy. We say, fuzuli nakun, don't be nosy, mind your own business. In Arabic, in the book of fiqh, we have a term called ahd-e fuzul, where I marry someone to someone else without their knowledge. Or let's say I sell someone's goods to someone else without their knowledge or without their permission. This deal is void if the people involved disagree. It's because this person did something extra. Now the question is, how does someone get fuzul? Someone gets fuzul when a person thinks that he is perfect. He has no flaws. He prays in time, he fasts, he went for Hajj, he gives khums and zakat. So, he is good. Then he starts looking into other people's flaws.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
He tries to look for the defects. He is always probing into other people's lives. He becomes a fuzool. For example, let's say I see some sister and I say, you know what? I went to Karbala with her. We shared a room. She does not wake up for Salatul Fajr. Or I say, you know what? That sister who wears perfect hijab at the center, but when I see her in Costco, she had no hijab. So what am I doing? I'm doing fuzuli route now. I'm looking into other people's lives. And when does this start? It starts when I think I am the best. I am a perfect Muslimah. I am the perfect Mu'mina. I am the perfect believer. That is why I need to mind my own business. Shaitan will make me feel good about myself. He will say, you are doing very good. My nafs will get proud. And then I start poking into other people's life. So it is always good to have badgumani. That is bad thinking about myself. Think that I am a sinner. And if I keep looking for my faults, then I will be away from many, many sins. I will be away from ghafla. I will not be negligent. Imam Ali alayhis salam tries to awaken us in his sermon 222 of Nahj al-Balagha. He says, O man, what has emboldened you? That means what has given you the courage to commit sins? What has deceived you about your Allah? And what has made you satisfied with the destruction of yourself? Is there no cure for your ailment or no awakening from your sleep? Do you not have pity on yourself as you have on others? Generally, when you see anyone exposed to the heat of the sun, you cover him with shade. Or if you see anyone afflicted with grief that pains his body, you weep out of pity for him. Let me give you an example here, brothers and sisters. For example, when I see a paralyzed person who is bedridden, I cry over his plight. I feel sorry for him. But then I forget that this can happen to me too. Today I am healthy and I can walk and talk. But God forbid, one day I can fall into the same situation like him. We have to remember that. Imam continues. He said, what has then made you patient over your own disease? What has made you firm in your own afflictions? What has consoled you from weeping over yourself? Although your life is the most precious of all lives to you, why does not the fear of an ailment that may befall you in the night keep you wakeful, although you lie on the way to Allah's wrath due to your sins? Sometimes, brothers and sisters, while looking for defects in others, we go so far that we forget that this person is a creation of Allah. For example, when I'm looking for a match for my son, I forget that Allah is the best of the creators. He's Ahsan al-Qaliqeen. I talk of the defects of the girl. I go like, oh no, she's too short, she's dark. Oh no, her nose is too big. Without thinking that I'm looking for defects in Allah's creation. Whatever he created is beautiful. Who am I to look for defects which I think are defects? Imam Ali said, Inna Rabbi wa Habli qalban aqula wa lisanan sa'ula. My Lord has granted me a heart that is aqul and a tongue that is sa'ul. Qalb aqul is a heart that thinks with wisdom, and lisan sa'ul is a tongue that questions a lot. It asks whatever it does not know. So brothers and sisters, let us pray to Allah that we are aqul and not fuzul, insha'Allah. Wa akhiru da'wahum an ilhamdu lillahi rabbil alameen.
Your mercy Your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be, and I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.